John Blake presents The Hitler Bloodline, Uncovering the Führer's Secret Family, written by David Gardner and read by Jonathan Keeble. Forward by Dame Beryl Bainbridge, DBE, 1932-2010. In 1976, Mike Unger, then editor of the Liverpool Daily Post, told me of the existence of a journal written by a woman calling herself Bridget Hitler, who claimed not only that Adolf Hitler was her brother-in-law, but that he had visited Liverpool in 1912. Bridget, a genteel Irish girl, had met the dashing Alois, half-brother to Adolf, in Dublin in 1909, and promptly eloped with him to England, where they married and set up home in rented accommodation in Upper Stanhope Street, the Toxteth area of the city. Her journal, written long after Alois had deserted her, is deposited in the New York Public Library. That she was indeed married to Hitler's half-brother is proven, but most of what she wrote in her journal, possibly with the help of journalists and gossip columnists, could have been culled from any newspaper of the 1930s. She recalled a visit to Berchtesgaden, a meeting with Angela Raubal and Goebbels. But what rings true, by reason of its mundane content, its very naivety of expression, is her account of Adolf's arrival in Liverpool. Alois, having gone into the business of promoting safety razors, had decided to employ his sister Angela as his agent in Germany. To this end, he sent her money for the fare to England. Accordingly, he and his wife went to Lime Street Station to meet her off the train. Bridget, holding in her arms their infant son, William Patrick, records, prosaically enough, how instead of Angela, young Adolf Hitler stepped down onto the platform. Later she describes how their unwelcome guest slept a lot, was nice to the baby, and showed no inclination to earn his keep. Mike Unger wrote an excellent book based on the journal, and sometime later I wrote a fictional account of this supposed event, one wholly inspired by that first encounter at Lime Street Station. Just imagine the scene. The belch of steam as the train drew in, and out of the swirling mist, the emergence of Adolf, shabby, 23 years old, and yet to make his bloody boot print on history. What you are about to listen to is an extraordinary account of a search for the descendants of that Liverpool-born William Patrick, who, by an accident of birth, was related to the Führer. This is not a book written to expose or give notoriety to those who bear that infamous name, merely an exploration into the subsequent fate of the last of the Hitlers. Of family and history, I have no idea. In this respect, I am completely ignorant. Before, I did not know that I had relatives. Only when I became Reich Chancellor, I learned this. I am a totally unfamiliar creature. That does not suit me. I belong only to my people. Adolf Hitler, Monologues, 1942. I am the only living descendant of the Hitler family bearing that name, and I expect shortly to enter the United States Navy. William Patrick Hitler, 1944. Let sleeping dogs lie. There has been enough trouble with this name. Phyllis Hitler, 1998. Introduction. When I first wrote about the extraordinary story of the last living descendants of Adolf Hitler, I was told by an impeccable source that the three surviving Hitler brothers, all living in a New York suburb, had agreed never to marry or have children to ensure the Hitler gene died out with them. There are other members of the extended family, but these are the last in the paternal line. Literally, the last of the Hitlers. They, of course, have no idea if evil is passed down through the genes, although their experience would tend to suggest otherwise. All three have lived decent, quiet, unassuming lives. Other than their names, which they have hidden for nearly three quarters of a century under an assumed surname, they have nothing in common with one of the most hated men in history. The idea that the brothers had a pact, however, continues to fascinate, as does the remarkable life of their father, William Patrick Hitler, who, until this book's original publication...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?